Welcome to your deep dive on mastering project quality management. You know, it's
Tell
funny.
me.
We often focus so much on checking off tasks and meeting deadlines that
Right.
quality can feel like this vague afterthought. But what if we flipped the script and made quality the driving force?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what this source emphasizes. It's not just about delivering a project. It's about delivering a project that truly excels. And that all starts with a fundamental shift in mindset.
It's like that old saying,
Yeah.
you get what you pay for.
Right.
But in project management, it's
Yeah.
more like you get what you manage for.
I like that.
This source really made me rethink how I approach resource allocation. It's
Okay.
not just about staying within budget,
Right.
it's about making every resource count towards quality.
What's fascinating here is that the source provides a framework for achieving this, and it's all about understanding the three pillars of project quality management: planning, assurance, and control.
Okay, let's break that down.
Okay.
This source uses the analogy of building a house, right?
Yeah.
Quality planning is like having a solid blueprint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about defining those crystal clear quality objectives right from the get-go.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about vague notions of good or user-friendly.
Right.
This source stresses the importance of SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Right. No wishy-washy goals allowed.
Yeah.
This actually reminds me of a project I worked on a while back
Oh, really?
where we completely dropped the ball on defining user-friendliness. We all thought we were on the same page,
Right?
but because we didn't define what that actually meant in measurable terms,
Yeah.
we ended up with a website that was anything but user-friendly.
And that's why this source emphasizes that defining those SMART goals is just the first step.
Okay.
You then need a robust quality management plan,
Yeah.
a document that acts as your project's quality constitution,
Okay.
outlining the strategies and activities that will ensure those objectives are met.
So it's like having a detailed roadmap for achieving those SMART goals,
Yes.
right down to the nitty-gritty details.
Precisely. And this plan should be tailored to each project's unique needs. It should outline everything from quality standards and control processes to assurance activities,
Okay.
and even those all-important continuous improvement initiatives.
Okay, so we've got our blueprint,
Yeah.
our constitution, but what about the actual construction phase?
Right.
That's where quality control comes in, right?
Absolutely. Quality control is like those regular health checkups we schedule to make sure everything is functioning as it should be.
Okay.
We're talking about inspections to catch defects, reviews to ensure alignment with requirements, and testing to verify performance,
Right.
all essential for ensuring that our project is being built to those predefined specifications.
So we're not just crossing our fingers and hoping for the best.
No.
No, we're actively checking,
Right.
testing, and verifying throughout the entire process.
Exactly. And that's a key distinction
Yeah.
between quality control,
Okay.
which focuses on identifying and correcting defects,
Right.
and quality assurance, which is about preventing those defects from occurring in the first place.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Let's unpack that distinction a bit further.
Okay.
What does quality assurance look like in practice?
Think of quality assurance as preventative medicine for your project. This source highlights the importance of audits, training,
Okay.
and continuous process improvement initiatives
Right.
as key components of a robust quality assurance strategy.
So it's about building a culture of quality from day one,
Yeah.
rather than just trying to slap on a band-aid at the end when things go wrong.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's about establishing those processes and procedures
Right.
that ensure quality is embedded in every step of the project lifecycle.
This is really making me rethink how I approach quality.
Yeah.
It's not just about fixing problems, it's about creating an environment where those problems are less likely to occur in the first place.
Exactly. And that proactive approach is what really sets apart good projects from truly great ones.
Right.
This source argues that continuous improvement is the cornerstone of this approach.
All right, let's dive into that.
Okay.
What does continuous improvement really mean in the context of project quality management?
It's about cultivating a mindset of always striving for better,
Right.
even when things are going well.
Okay.
This source emphasizes that continuous improvement involves regularly assessing your quality processes, identifying areas for enhancement,
Right.
and then implementing those changes to drive better outcomes for future projects.
So it's not a one-time fix.
Right.
It's an ongoing journey of learning,
yeah,
adapting, and evolving your approach to quality.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it can feel a bit daunting. But this source offers some great practical advice.
Yeah.
Like using tools like the Plando Check Act, PDCA cycle.
Hmm.
It's a simple but powerful framework for making those incremental improvements over time.
Okay.
You plan a change.
Right.
Implement it.
Okay.
Study the results.
Right.
And then act on those learnings.
It's a cycle of constant learning and refinement.
Exactly.
And speaking of refinement,
yeah,
we can't talk about quality without addressing the elephant in the room.
Right.
The classic project management triple constraint,
yeah,
of scope, time, and cost.
Yes.
How do we balance those ever-present pressures with our newfound commitment to quality?
That's where things can get really interesting.
Right.
Because it's one thing to say,
yeah,
we're going to prioritize quality.
Right.
But it's another thing entirely to actually do it.
Right.
When you're facing a trite deadline, a limited budget,
yeah,
and a mountain of deliverables.
It's like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do we prevent quality from becoming the first thing to get tossed aside?
Right.
When those constraints start to tighten?
This source emphasizes the critical importance of clear,
okay,
upfront planning,
right,
and communication,
okay,
before a single line of code is written or a single design mock-up is created.
Uh-huh.
Everyone needs to be on the same page,
mm,
about what good looks like,
yeah,
within the context of those constraints.
So no more assuming everyone has the same definition of high quality.
Exactly.
We need to get specific,
yes,
measurables, and aligned from the outset.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And this source suggests using a tool called a quality matrix to facilitate this alignment.
Okay.
It's a visual representation of your project's key quality criteria,
mm,
the relative importance,
right,
and how you plan to measure them.
Oh, I love a good visual.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say,
yeah,
we value user friendliness,
right,
but it's another thing entirely to break that down into tangible, measurable criteria,
well,
that everyone can understand and rally behind.
Right.
It's about making those quality expectations crystal clear for the entire team.
And for stakeholders.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Don't forget about them.
Of course.
This source reminds us that ongoing communication is crucial.
Right.
It's not enough to define quality at the start.
Right.
And then disappear into a silo.
Okay.
We need to keep those conversations flowing,
mm,
solicit feedback.
Okay.
And be willing to adapt as needed.
So flexibility is key here.
Yes.
It's about acknowledging that those initial quality objectives might need to evolve,
yeah,
as the project unfolds and new challenges arise.
Absolutely. And speaking of challenges, there's another really interesting point this source brings up.
Okay.
It talks about the importance of addressing the root causes of quality issues.
Okay.
Rather than just slapping on Band-Aid solutions after the fact.
Oh, that's so crucial.
Yeah.
It's like that old saying, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day.
Right.
Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime.
Right.
Except in this case, it's more like,
yeah,
fix a bug without understanding why it happened,
sure,
and you'll be fixing the same bug again tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right.
And one of the most effective ways to do this,
okay,
is through a technique called root cause analysis.
Hmm.
It's a systematic approach,
right,
to digging deeper.
Okay.
Asking why multiple times.
Yeah.
To uncover the underlying reasons why a defect or issue occurred in the first place.
So instead of just treating the symptom,
yes,
we're addressing the disease itself.
Exactly.
We're identifying the root cause,
yes,
and putting measures in place to prevent it from happening again.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that's where those continuous improvement methodologies we discussed earlier,
oh,
like PDCA and Six Sigma,
right,
can be incredibly valuable.
Hmm.
They provide structured frameworks for analyzing those root causes,
right,
implementing solutions.
Right.
And then tracking their effectiveness over time.
It's all about building those quality checks into the very DNA of our projects, right?
Absolutely.
It's about shifting from a culture of reaction to a culture of prevention.
Exactly. And that shift in mindset,
mm,
that commitment to continuous improvement,
right,
is what truly sets apart those who dabble in project management from those who have truly mastered the craft.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
From the nitty-gritty of quality control processes
All right.
to the broader concepts of continuous improvement and root cause analysis.
Yes.
But let's bring it back to our listener.
Okay.
Why should they care about all of this?
Right.
What's the personal and professional payoff for mastering this stuff?
That's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
This source highlights that mastering project quality management isn't just good for your projects. It's good for you.
Okay.
It can have a significant positive impact
okay.
on both your career trajectory and your overall job satisfaction.
Okay, I'm sold. Tell me more.
Okay.
What kind of benefits are we talking about here?
Well, for starters,
yeah.
Improved quality management skills translate directly into increased efficiency.
Right.
When you're better at preventing defects and rework, you save time,
right.
money,
yeah.
and a whole lot of frustration for everyone involved,
yeah.
including yourself.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Nobody enjoys spending their days bogged down in avoidable rework.
No.
It's a surefire way to burn out even the most dedicated team members.
Yeah.
So increased efficiency.
Yeah.
Less stress. What else is in store for those who master this craft?
Well, this source points out that a consistent track record of delivering high-quality projects can work wonders for your reputation and career prospects.
Oh, right.
When you become known as someone who consistently delivers exceptional work,
right.
you build trust with stakeholders,
yeah.
gain credibility within your organization,
right.
and open doors to new opportunities.
It's like building your personal brand as a quality champion.
Exactly.
People know they can rely on you to get the job done.
Yes.
And get it done right.
And get it done right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And that reputation can be incredibly valuable as you progress in your career.
Right.
It can give you a competitive edge, make you a sought-after asset within your company.
Yeah.
And even position you for leadership roles.
So mastering project quality management isn't just about delivering better projects.
Right.
It's about building a more successful and fulfilling career.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's even more to it than that.
Okay.
The skills you develop in project quality management are incredibly versatile.
Oh, I love that.
Right.
So we're not just pigeonholing ourselves into a specific set of skills that are only applicable
right.
within the realm of project management.
Not at all. The problem solving,
okay.
process improvement,
right.
and stakeholder management skills,
mm-hmm.
you hone in project quality management,
right.
are transferable to virtually any field or industry.
Right.
Whether you're managing a marketing campaign,
yeah.
launching a new product,
right.
or even organizing a community event.
Mm.
These skills are invaluable.
It sounds like we're not just learning how to be better project managers.
Right.
We're learning how to be better thinkers and doers in all areas of our lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this source emphasizes the often overlooked aspect of personal satisfaction.
Okay.
There's something incredibly motivating and rewarding.
Right.
About consistently delivering high-quality work.
Yeah.
It's about taking pride in your craft.
Mm.
Exceeding expectations.
Yeah.
And knowing that you've made a positive impact.
There's a certain magic in seeing a project through from start to finish.
Right.
And knowing that you played a key role in ensuring its quality and success.
Exactly. It's a feeling that goes far beyond simply checking off tasks on a to-do list.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From the nitty-gritty of quality control processes to the broader career benefits.
Right.
And personal satisfaction that come with mastering this craft.
Yeah.
But for someone listening to this right now, feeling inspired to up their quality management game, where would you suggest they focus their energy first?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
If I had to pick one thing, I'd say the most impactful place to start is by defining those SMART quality objectives for their current project.
Okay.
Seriously, if you're listening to this right now, hit pause for a second and grab a notepad.
Don't worry, we'll be here when you get back.
Exactly. Take a hard look at those project goals.
Okay.
And ask yourself,
yeah.
are they specific enough,
right.
measurable, achievable within the project constraints?
Right.
If not,
yeah.
now's a perfect time to refine them.
Oh, okay.
Because without those crystal clear objectives, it's like trying to navigate a maze without knowing where the finish line is.
Mm. You might wander around for ages.
Exactly.
Wasting time and resources,
sure.
and you're unlikely to reach your destination efficiently,
right.
if at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So start with those SMART goals.
Okay.
And then remember,
yeah.
this is a journey of continuous improvement.
Right.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
Right.
Iterate.
Okay.
And learn from your mistakes along the way.
Embrace the journey.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
And on that note of embracing the journey.
Okay.
There's one more thing the source emphasized
yeah.
that I think is the perfect note to transition to the idea that true mastery
Good.
Of project quality management isn't just about following a set of rules
Right.
or checking boxes on a checklist.
Right.
It really struck me how this source emphasized that even the most seasoned project managers are always learning,
yeah,
always adapting,
right,
always trying to refine their approach. It's not about reaching some mythical state of perfect quality management.
Yeah.
It's about constantly looking for ways to improve.
What I found interesting was the emphasis on embracing challenges and even mistakes as opportunities to learn and grow.
Yeah.
It's about creating a culture where it's safe to experiment.
Right.
To try new things.
Yeah.
To learn from those experiments and get better with each iteration.
It's about moving away from that fear of failure.
Right.
And embracing a more iterative,
yeah,
experimental approach to project quality management.
This source gave a great example of a team that implemented a new quality control process.
Okay.
And it completely backfired.
Oh, no.
Instead of sweeping it under the rug,
right,
they actually held a post-mortem meeting to analyze what went wrong.
Okay.
Documented those learnings, and then used those insights to design a new and improved process.
Okay.
They turned a failure into a valuable learning opportunity.
It's like that old Thomas Edison quote,
yep,
"I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work."
Yeah.
It's about shifting our perspective and recognizing that setbacks and mistakes are an inevitable part of the process.
And that by embracing those setbacks,
right,
by viewing them as opportunities for growth,
we
can unlock a whole new level of mastery in our approach to project quality management.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question.
Sure.
What's one small step you can take today to infuse a little more of that continuous improvement mindset into your work?
It doesn't have to be anything monumental.
Right.
It could be something as simple as taking 5 minutes to reflect on a recent project.
Okay.
And identifying one area where you could have approached things a little differently.
Right.
Or reach out to a colleague whose work you admire.
Yeah.
And ask them about their approach to quality management.
It's about taking those small, consistent steps forward.
Right.
And remembering that the journey of mastering project quality management is a marathon, not a sprint.
And like any marathon worth running.
Yeah.
The rewards, both personally and professionally, are well worth the effort.
So true. Well, on that note of embracing the journey,
okay,
we're going to wrap things up here. A huge thank you to our expert for sharing their incredible insights.
It has been a pleasure.
On this deep dive into mastering project quality management.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you in the next episode.